You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
I know people are running around doing their last-minute Mother's Day shopping, and I just want to tell them all, don't stress. Voyage AC has the most beautiful, elegant gifts imaginable.
Not that I was one of them, but is there anything in particular you'd like for Mother's Day?
Oh, honey, you're getting me a Mother's Day present?
Maybe.
You're the absolute best. And yes, I swoon for anything jasmine cocoa, candles, diffusers, or perfume. Voyage AC is your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. Gorgeous candles and so many other gifts like beachwear, diffusers, glamorous masks, face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Yep. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
And this episode is sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, I know we were just talking about Mother's Day. And for the mom in your life that needs to go from loungy to active to out for the evening, you need to check out Cute Booty Lounge.
So if someone, I'm not saying who, were to get something for you there, what would you suggest?
Is this the same someone that was getting me something earlier?
No, not at all.
If you were to get me anything from Cute Booty Lounge, I would be beyond thrilled to get the elevated booty leggings. They really shape your booty and hold everything in place while still being the most comfortable, well-fitting leggings I've ever owned. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women for women. The company is female and minority owned, and they have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And make it even sweeter, head over to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
That is sweet.
Yep. Head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
Hi, Karen Brailsford. Thank you again for being on the podcast. And that interview was just so calming, to be honest with you. It's interesting. I think, you know, I've known about agape for a long time. I have a lot of friends who go to Agape, and you are a spiritual practitioner at Agape and their spiritual center based in Los Angeles. So whenever I sit down to talk about something that has a lot of people lined up for faith, it seems like there's this very human part of me that wants to get defensive. You got to sell it to me. And this particular interview, I didn't feel that at all. I felt able to identify myself in your experience. And I think that that's probably something unique to Agape, would you say?
I think so. Thanks for saying that, because I think what you were picking up on is that I really do believe everyone's on their individual journey. And so I don't feel that I'm selling anyone anything, because as a matter of fact, like I rarely ever, you know, I would rarely ever invite people to come to Agape.
Oh, really?
Only if, yeah, because because we don't believe in proselytizing. And I remember just because I've experienced so many funny things when I've done that. I remember once, because I really think that what we experience is what we believe. So once I remember really feeling very strongly to ask this particular person to come to Agape, and it was perfect for her. You know, she came and she enjoyed it. She didn't, you know, it wasn't as if she came for years, but literally this voice in my head said to ask her. And then once I invited someone who I'd known for years, and when she came, she had a really terrible experience. Mm. And I really felt that was because, and it was so strange because, you know, maybe I shouldn't go into that much depth, but it was like something happened with the person who was sitting in front of her. She felt they gave her a dirty look. And it was so, you know, astonishing to me because, you know, when I go there, everyone's always so warm and embracing and hugging, you know, again, pre-COVID, you know, but even on the, you know, even on the streams on Facebook, you know, and the website, there's that love and people are cheering and, you know, really embracing. And so I remembered that this particular person, she was very defensive about churches in general and very suspicious. So when she came, she had this experience. You get what I'm getting at? So I think it's wherever you are. And so I'm really careful because, hey, if you ask me, oh, where do you go? What do you do? Oh, I go here. I talk about it that way, but not to necessarily think that this is where you should go, because I feel that everyone has a different journey. And, you know, there were some years when I didn't go and I felt very content every Sunday morning to be gardening. I felt mm-hmm. like this was my communion with spirit. But then when that alarm clock went off and it was like, okay, go back, I did. Yes. And so even in my own life, I've seen how that ebbs and flows. So I'm not one to proselytize. And so I think maybe, Scott, you picked up on that, the energy of just like, hey, this is what works for me. And it works for other people too. And hey, if it resonates with you, great. And if not, you know, do your own thing, because there'll be something else. Because guess what? I feel like God is. So it's expressing in so many different ways and so many different spiritual centers and people. And it's just about what resonates with you.
Well, I think, and for me personally, I think it's the all-inclusiveness. You know, I think when I got to a point in my life where I had to do some exploration about this sort of intuitive part of myself, because, you know, you spoke about God being in all of us. I think that that's a truth that we can all identify with. You know, mm-hmm. we just label it different things. And you talked about in your journey, recognizing in your journey of being four and being at a certain age, that you were ready to see certain things at certain times. And then when you got that snap back on the second Sunday, you went, I'm going back here. And you were ready to have that experience. And I think it must be interesting to be in your position and come in contact with different people that are in different places on their journey, looking for something that is inclusive. And it sounds like your friend was looking for something that maybe wasn't inclusive. She was on the defense.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I just remembered another story. Once I remember, and I shared this recently, and it was at Agape years and years ago when I first got there. It was New Year's Eve, and we would have these services. I think it was New Year's Eve. It was a holiday, and we would have a potluck dinner afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I remember the person I was with, she went to the front of the line and she came back to, we were in the back of the line and said, "Oh my goodness, there's nothing left. All the food is gone." Uh-oh. And I remember thinking, really? You know, I thought they had set up these tables and we had all contributed depending on, you know, where we fell in the alphabet, whether it was a dessert or an entree. And then so I get to the front of the line and there was an abundance of food. Was she lying to me? No. She saw what she saw. Do you understand what I'm saying? She saw what she saw. She saw that there was this huge line and there wasn't anything left. And I got there and I'm like, oh, there's plenty. So I was so excited. And that was another, that's a key memory and lesson about how we create our experiences.
Yeah. And I think curiosity can be overlooked as such an important part of this type of journey, right? Mm. You have to be ready to have an experience in order to, see it as a full platter as opposed to an empty platter.
Yes, 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 yes. I think when we go, I think it's an African proverb that, you know, the party begins when I arrive. So I love the idea, like, you know, we get to bring the party. Actually, I think that might be, if I remember correctly, if it's not the title, there is a piece in my book about how we bring the party. So if you have this belief that, oh my gosh, life is good and something exciting is going to happen today, right now, it can't help but happen. It can't help but unfold that way. You know, and if you had this expectation that, oh my gosh, life is, what is it, brutish and nasty, brutish and short, that's the experience when it's going to happen. And I see that in little ways and in big ways. I see it in little ways in my life in terms of how I might wake up in the morning. And then I see it in the bigger scheme in terms of what's going on in the world around us and when we watch the news. So I do think we bring the party, so to speak.
Well, I feel like I have to make that choice every morning.
It's a choice. And there you go. You just use the exact word. It is a choice. We get to choose.
It's just easier that way for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The last thing I wanted to run by you real quick is these are some crazy times and people are coming across some things that they just have never imagined that we would be confronted with as a one species. And do you have any advice, you know, for people who are teetering on the line of making sense of where we're headed in COVID times and all the loss that we're experiencing? Is there a message from the Agape area that will help people navigate on a daily basis?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important. You know, as you said that, I could feel a little bit of a tightening in my chest. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to breathe, to be present with what we're feeling in the moment. I mean, you know, bringing the party and trying to experience some joy is not about bypassing or denying what's really present with us. And so I find that being present in the moment, finding something to be grateful for in the moment, even if it is, oh my gosh, I opened my eyes this morning. I think that really sets the tone for the day and for one's life and how one views what is happening. And so, yes, I don't deny what's happening. I don't deny what's happening on the news, what's happening in our country, what's happening in the world. I mean, there's, you know, tangible evidence as to what is happening, people dying. So I can hold that. I can hold that and see that and be present with that. And at the same time, be present with, okay, something else is happening too, that there's still love here, that there is still harmony here, that there's still this oneness and that it's available. And I just have to be open to it.
I love that. You know, the second half of the title of your book, Aligning with the Divine, Wherever You Are, it encompasses what you just talked about, like taking that moment to see everything that's happening for real, but how can I be a part of it in a way that I feel good about?
And I can't emphasize enough, practice, spiritual practice, you know, For me, it looks like meditation, and it looks like praying. It looks like writing and journaling. Maybe for someone else, it looks like playing music and connecting that way. I just think practicing as a spiritual practitioner licensed by Agape, what we do is that we practice the presence. That really, for me, is the answer. And that's how I get to go from seeing what's on the news to being in the world and being in the world, but not being of the world, so to speak, mm-hmm. being in the world and knowing what's going on and being part of it and still having a higher vision about knowing that healing is happening in the midst of this, that there is some good to be found.
I love it.
Even in the midst of everything that is happening now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.